This is a meditation on energies that are not resonant with the soul and how to meet them from the soul. If you take a slow deep breath of light and love, direct from spirit, only from spirit, into your heart, mind, soul, and body. And if you hold that breath of light in your heart chakra and in your consciousness, in your mind, and see its resonance and beauty and grace as it connects with your soul. You take another slow, deep breath of light and love, direct from spirit into heart, mind, soul, and body, and see the increase in brightness in your heart, the increase in illumination of your soul light and energy, the raising of the frequency of your heart and soul closer to spirit, breath by breath. Breath of light and love by breath of light and love. If you take another slow, deep breath of light and love from spirit, and simply immerse yourself in that light, immerse your consciousness in the caring, loving, compassionate light of spirit, and recognize that as your birthright, your most peaceful mode of life, your most joyful vantage point on all dimensions of life. It's a point of view that offers you the capacity to love everyone unconditionally all the time. You take one more slow, deep breath of light and love from spirit into heart, mind, soul, and body. And from that immersion in the light, immersion of your consciousness and your heart process into the light, if you observe any energies that are not supportive of that immersion in the light, that are not honoring and respecting of your choice to be fully resonant with the light of spirit, that don't understand the light of spirit, that compete with the light of spirit, that would wish their intentions, agendas, or will to supplant the light of spirit, that given the chance would ravage the light of spirit ruthlessly, mercilessly. If you just observe them from the light and watch them melt, dissolve, become ever more faint, breath by breath, moment by moment, observation by observation. You recognize that any energies that are not fully resonant with spirit simply don't understand spirit. If they did, they would be resonant with spirit. You take another slow, deep breath of light and love, filling your heart, mind, soul, and body with that light. And just observe the energies, any energies that are, again, not fully resonant with the light, from the light. And just watch them dissolve, melt, deconstruct, become recognizably unnecessary, redundant, not problems, just fallen leaves blowing away, not necessary, not helpful, not resonant with your soul and with spirit, and not wrong for being non-resonant. If you just observe them from the light, realizing their tendencies are not resonant with your soul, their intentions and agendas are not resonant with your soul, their values, goals, or priorities are not resonant with your soul and with spirit, and therefore it's okay to allow them to dissolve in the light. It's beneficial to simply observe their dissolution as you dwell in inner peace and equanimity and the love of spirit. No matter how fierce their intentions, they are not adequate. They are not functional. They are not healthy or beneficial. They are not substantive. They are not true. And they are not of benefit to your soul process. And as such, are good to let go of. If you take one last slow, deep breath of light and love from spirit, again, filling your heart and soul and mind and body with that light and that love and that compassion, that grace from spirit, a gift to you, without requirement or condition. And if you simply immerse yourself in that light and remember your soul, the essence of you, the truth of you, the highest you, the most graceful you, in that moment of immersion in the light of your soul and of spirit. And if you choose to commit to living from your soul, living from the light, living from spirit, and choosing in every moment from your soul, whatever you choose by your free will, if it's chosen from your soul and your heart, and in surrendered resonance with spirit, it will bear good fruit. It will bring gentleness in the midst of turbulence, love and compassion and healing in the midst of pain and trauma and drama, and conscious wisdom in service to all sentient beings in every moment of life. We close this meditation with the sound of Om, spoken in unconditional love for self and other, spirit and planet and sentient beings.